From Spark and Anvil and Mindforge, this is Choose, in Chapter 1 of the Mindforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Choose is an animal tween who wears a small wooden compass on a leather thong around her neck. But it's not a normal compass. It doesn't point north. It points toward whatever value Choose is thinking about. When she thinks about kindness, the needle swings toward kindness. When she thinks about honesty, it settles toward honesty. When she thinks about fairness, it turns to fairness. The compass is a little wooden picture of a big idea. Check your values before you act. Choose teaches responsible decision-making, the CASEL skill that gathers up all the others. You've noticed your feeling, inside. You've taken your breath and made room to choose, settle. You've imagined the other person's world, open. You've thought about the friendship, touch. Now, what do you actually do? That's Choose's question. She doesn't hand you the answer. She hands you the practice for finding it.
Choose grew up in a small mountain village, in a family of navigators. Not sailors, but hill walkers who knew the local ranges by heart and guided travelers safely through hard terrain. Their most used tool was the compass. But her family had one distinctive rule about it, and it changed how Choose saw everything. The compass, her father Mark told her when she was six, shows you north, but it does not tell you whether north is where you want to go. At a fork in the trail, the compass can't decide for you. Your destination decides, and knowing your destination, that's the walker's job, not the tool's. He tapped the little brass needle. The compass is not the decision. You are. The compass only helps you walk toward the choice you've already made. Choose practiced that distinction for years until it was second nature. Knowing your direction and choosing your destination are two different acts. The compass could spin all it liked. Where she was headed was always only up to her. Grown, Choose walked to the Mind Forge Academy. Sage asked her, "What is responsible decision making?" "It's choosing your destination based on your values," Choose said, "and then acting toward it. Your values are the compass, they orient you, but the acting is your responsibility. Lots of people confuse following a rule with living your values. They're not the same. Sometimes a rule points toward your values. Sometimes it doesn't. The values are the destination. The rule is just a tool." Sage nodded. "You are appointed. Take the compass. It will be your teaching prop." In her classroom, Choose begins every first day by holding up the small wooden compass. "I am Choose," she says. "My work is the practice of values-aligned action. You've noticed your feeling, inside. You've settled and chosen what to do with it. Settle. You've imagined the other person. Open. You've got about the relationship. Touch. Now you act. And what guides the acting? Your values. Watch." She thinks about kindness, and the needle swings to kindness. Honesty. It turns to honesty. Then she thinks about a hard one. Someone wronged her, and part of her wants to strike back. The needle wavers. "See how it can't settle?" she says. "Because the values are pulling different ways. Honesty says, tell them they hurt me. Compassion says, wonder why they did it. Self-respect says, hold my boundary." That wobble is normal. The work is to name the values, name the tug of war, and choose the action that best honors the value that matters most right here. Then she teaches the steps. Name the choice. Name the values in play. Spot any conflict. Decide which value matters most now. Act in line with it. And afterward, reflect. Did that action serve the value? It's a loop, and it sharpens with use. And she's honest that it isn't magic. Sometimes the answer is hard. Sometimes you act and it doesn't work out. That's part of the practice too. The practice isn't certainty. It's intentional, values-aligned action, even when it's hard.
By the end, the students often notice their own bodies, a tightness or an ease, as they picture a real choice of their own. Is responsible decision-making hard? One asked her once. Choose gave her steady answer. It isn't hard. It's checking your values before you act. What matters most here? Choose that. Then act. The compass shows the direction. The acting is yours. She held up the little wooden compass, and the needle settled. Then she took a slow breath and let her shoulder soften. And whatever came next, she felt steady, rooted in what mattered most to her, no longer tugged in every direction at once. That calm, grounded, settled feeling in her chest, she knew, was the real compass. The wooden one just helped her hear it. And now, she hoped, the students had begun to hear their own.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps, Stay Free Forever. Curriculum, Aligned to Choose. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.